98.3 The Coast, the best mix, with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And live from Zoom this morning is Sarah Spoonholtz from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber to give us an update on what is going on in and around our local economy. Obviously, we know that 2020 was a very challenging year for pretty much everybody as a consumer and as a business owner and organization leader within the area here. But I would say that the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber, in my opinion, did some pretty amazing work to make sure that consumers were connected to businesses this year when it mattered most, and you guys are continuing to do that. But there is a pandemic response list that you basically have produced here that is just full of ways in which the chamber has helped, and I'd love to cover some of those with you today, and really kicking off with Buy Local Berrien. That program in and of itself obviously produced a huge amount of awareness and traffic for a lot of local businesses, did it not?
It did. So that was our very first initiative when dealing with COVID-19. So that was launched the Monday that restaurants were first closing their dine-in back in March. So that was March 16th. That was officially launched. Since then, we've grown to over 11,500 members all across Berrien County. And we've seen an amazing response from people and businesses who have posted on there. We actually got, over the weekend, we're down at the local, their Winter Bazaar in Baroda, and had multiple people coming up to us, and they were just so thankful. You know, this website, what it's done for the restaurant community, what it's done for the small business community. We actually had one member who told us it's the only thing that saved their business this last year was because people were, you know, using that as a reference and then going in and shopping locally. And so that has definitely been probably our biggest win for 2020. If we have to put a win on it, that one is definitely going to be there. And from there, we've branched off. We've done the Buy Local Berrien Holiday Gift Guide. That was, you know, opportunities for people to get good ideas for Christmas gifts for the holidays. The Buy Local Berrien Challenge, which we have seen a huge response to as well. A lot of people using it to support restaurants, but also retail spaces as well. And of course, the Buy Local Bridgman Gift Card, which helps keep money in the Bridgman, the 49106 zip code. So from the initial, we've been able to branch out and expand that brand.
And you've also, of course, done the kind of alliance together with Cornerstone Alliance and Connexus and the health department and Berrien County government to put together the Berrien Reopens Plan, which was pretty integral back when things were closed and then beginning to reopen slowly. And I would have to guess that that's going to come in handy again here very soon as we do the same thing, right?
Yeah. And the good part about the Berrien Reopens, that coalition, which you mentioned, was a lot of individuals and organizations across the county. And over a week from the initial group that was put together, which did include ourselves, the County of Berrien, the health department, Connexus, as well as the Alliance, we were able to expand that to other chambers. So it actually, in about a week's time, it actually over doubled the amount of organizations that were heavily involved with it. There's still lots of great information. You know, we've seen certain categories, certain industries that have opened, that have closed, that have had to, you know, kind of restructure how they're doing things due to certain restrictions with the MDHHS order. So yeah, as you mentioned, even for businesses that haven't had to close, if they're just curious about something, if they need a reference point, that website is still a great one to go to.
And what are some of the other programs that the chamber was proud of this year that really made an impact that might even likely continue into this year?
Yeah, so the Southwest Michigan Safe, that one was a campaign that really the whole purpose behind it was to help reboom the consumer confidence. You know, as we were entering the first part of the shutdown with COVID, we were hearing from a lot of people with businesses that were even able to stay open that consumers just did not feel confident going out there. So we put together the Southwest Michigan Safe website. That one provides additional information for best practices, also has additional resources for business to operate safely. So that has been a huge win. We did the virtual downtown with the City of St. Joseph and Craze VR. Again, another opportunity for consumer confidence. If they just don't feel comfortable going out, they can shop there. The lights in downtown St. Joe, we partnered with the City St. Joseph Today and the Tourist Council, as well as the Cornerstone Alliance, to light up literally downtown St. Joe. I mean, there's so many really great things. We are going to be continuing, especially for right now, while things are not fully back open, our virtual networking opportunities. So if you are looking to connect with other businesses, those are great opportunities for you to do so. We do those Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. We also do them on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. So we'll be bouncing around. And moving forward this year, we're looking forward to restoring the fun in 21, if at all possible.
Oh, that's clever. I like that.
I stole it from another chamber.
No, you creatively borrowed it, I believe is what they call it in the industry.
Right. Yeah. As I learned when I was in radio, and Zach, you know this as well, that there are no original ideas. It's just borrowed from somewhere else. So I have heavily borrowed that one.
That's right. This entire radio station was built off of somebody else's good idea somewhere else. So, I don't have a problem mentioning that to anyone. Sarah Spoonholtz is from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber, and you can find more details where, Sarah, folks want to find them.
Yeah, you can find them at our website, smrchamber.com. You can also head to our social medias. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right, thanks again. And Sarah and the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber are on the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.